this call. We just literally got off less than 10 minutes ago of another call that was outrageously powerful. Unbelievable testimonies of what has happened out in the marketplace in the last couple of years. And so if this is your first time listening to us, as Hans directed you, go over to DannyJohnson.com. It's a division of Call to Freedom International. It's a website that is designed to help you build whatever it is that you are attempting to build, whether it is a family, whether it is a career, in a profession, as an entrepreneur. You're trying to build a business. There's all kinds of free information that's available on that site available to you. And we give away this free information free on this call each and every week. And as Hans had told you, $600 is our $600 per hour is our fees for doing something like this. And this is just a gift to you to introduce you to who we are and what it is that we're doing. So enjoy tonight. I will give you a little disclaimer. When I get excited, I talk a bit fast and I get a little loud and screechy. But I hope and pray that you have the maturity not to judge somebody's voice, but that you'd have ears to hear the message that is being proclaimed. I pray that you have the maturity to look beyond the surface of things and be able to hear words of wisdom from somebody that is a multimillionaire who has helped other people become millionaires. And so if you want to learn on how to grow any area of your life, tonight is a great place to start. My name is Danny Johnson, and we really want to welcome you here for the very first time. And go to the site, check it out. And prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a very abusive home with parents that were drug addicts, and my father was violently abusive in every way you can imagine. I didn't have a lot of confidence in myself at all. Here I am, 19, being introduced to the option of becoming an entrepreneur. I was terrified of that option, but I really wanted to prove my father wrong when he told me that I'd be a failure and I'd amount to nothing if I didn't go to college. I had not gone to college. I started in business at the age of 19, and I failed miserably the first 6 months. I did not know what I was doing. I was not equipped with the jobs that I had in the past, working in a video store and things of that nature, to actually help me to go out and have a successful business. I heard about a seminar that was supposed to change everything for me. It was very expensive. It was far away, and I had very important plans that weekend of the actual event. But the guy that told me about it said, you might as well quit now if you don't go and put yourself out of your misery because you will fail. That's all I had to hear. There was something in his eyes that said he knew something that I did not know. And he knew that I would fail if I had not gone. And I will confess with my mouth right now, if I had not gone that weekend, I would have failed and we would not be having a conversation right now. I came out of that first training seminar and everything changed. All that 6 months of failure turned into amazing success. In fact, within 6 months, became the number one international producer inside of that organization and a check that toppled up over $20,000 for just 1 month's worth of effort. From there, I went off and I got married. And the man that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name. My business had been stolen, completely embezzled as a direct result of this relationship. I wound up 3,000 miles away from anything that was familiar and homeless. After a couple weeks of being homeless, I figured I've got to do something to put food in my mouth. Got a job as a cocktail waitress. And a few weeks after that, got tired of that kind of a lifestyle, complete mediocrity. I had tasted a different lifestyle. I had tasted recognition. I had tasted shopping in nicer places, living in nicer homes. And here I had given all that up because I had somebody steal everything from me. But the one thing that couldn't be stolen from me was A, my will, B, my skill. Will and skill cannot be stolen from any of us. And so here I applied what I had learned the year before. I'd spent a lot of money, $25,000 on my education to learn how to become successful in business. I spent 25 grand and I said, I'm going to use that information that I learned last year. Started another business, completely different industry, from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. No product, no brochures, no internet, no telephone, no physical address, no office location, no credibility, no nothing. Just on a sheer decision of stepping up and using what I had learned, made $2,000 the first 10 hours from a payphone booth and the trunk of my car. In less than 45 days, wound up making $18,000. My 10th month in business for myself, my income jumped over $80,000 in 1 month, made $250,000 the first year, made my first million by the end of my second year, and that's by the time I was 23 years of age. Since then, I have been so very blessed by my God that led me to the business community. And through the business community, met my husband. I have 5 beautiful children, 2 absolutely knock out, drop dead gorgeous little baby girls. Completely blessed financially. Went on to make millions and millions of dollars since then. And the key to the success there is, A, I serve a gracious God, but B, I took the things that I learned to make that money, and I've taught other people, just like I'll be teaching you tonight, the same exact things that I have taught them through years. And we've been blessed because our clients, because they have come in and learned the tips, learned the techniques, learned the concepts and the principles, and they, because they have applied them, and many of you are the they. Many of you have been watching the they. But they who have applied, they've gone out and gone from nothing to paying off ridiculous amounts of debt, to getting promoted heavily in their careers, to following dreams that they did not even know was possible to achieve, to going out and building a successful multi-million dollar business and earning a multiple six-figure income as a direct result of that. And some of them have gone on to become millionaires. Wow. This has all happened in 3.5 years, by the way, that we've been training outside of my own personal business. I only train inside of my own company. And 3.5 years ago, came out of retirement from doing that, opened up the doors to the general populace. And here we are with coming up and nearing 90,000 clients worldwide. These clients of all race, religion, these clients of every kind of business you could imagine, every kind of profession you can imagine, every age, shape, size, color, and sex that you could imagine, and sexual preference for that matter. We have got every kind of person underneath the umbrella of Call to Freedom International. It is a unified organization, people that with a common vision and goal, and that is to walk out in the fullness of what they've been called to do. And so tonight, I'm going to talk to you about something that I've experienced for many, many, many years. And for those of you that are brand new, you definitely, when we're done, even if you hate me, even if I made you mad, even if I annoyed you, you still owe a phone call to the person that invited you to say thank you for caring enough about me to turn me on to something that was free that could help me build my life. And that is a great compliment. That's a great gift that someone handed you. At least have the common decency to say thank you. For those of you, you've been posted every single Monday night for the last 3.5 years. You are anxiously waiting with pen and paper in hand, and I've got something to fire away at you tonight that I believe is going to set you on a track for great momentum this month. Let me tell you something. The wave of momentum is here, and it's here and now. The question is, if there's a wave of momentum, are you in the water yet so that you can actually catch the wave? Do you know how to catch the wave? Like, do you possess the skills that are necessary to catch a wave? And if you know how to catch the wave, do you know how to ride the wave? We've all heard people use the analogy of waves, but this is what, when I was praying for you guys this morning, this is what came to mind, came to my spirit, that is directly designed for you to hear. Because there is a truth here. You see, the swells are smaller certain times of the year. Just like there's a time of harvest, there's a time of planting, there's a time of cultivating. Well, when it comes to, I lived in Hawaii, and I also, have a home in Bora Bora as well. And so living in Hawaii as a homeless cocktail waitress, I spent a lot of time on the beach. In fact, I lived on the beach. And what I can tell you is that right now, in fact, the month of March, we've got some pretty good swells that are happening on the island of Hawaii, on the Big Island of Hawaii. December has the largest swells for surfing anyway. Those are the biggest waves, the biggest storms that actually come. Same with Australia. Biggest time of the year for some major, major surfing. Okay, well, we know that if you are in that surf community, or if you are of the ocean type community, if you are a sailor, if you are a boat captain, my mother-in-law is a boat captain, they will all tell you that there are swells, that the swells change with the times of year. And that there are certain times of year where the swells are smaller. For example, summertime in Hawaii, the swells aren't none. It's just flat. I mean, you couldn't boogie board on Hapuna Beach on the Big Island of Hawaii if you wanted to. It is flat. It's like a lake in the month of August, the month of July. There's nothing that happens there. Month of December, you can be pulled out off to sea and lose your life if you don't know what you're doing. The swells, there's some times of year where the swells are medium. So like right now, we're in the medium swell time in Hawaii. They're good. They're good riding waves. And then there's that time of the year where the swells are huge. They are massive with great power, with great force, with great influence, and you better know what you're doing during those times of year. Well, depending on your skill set determines which waves you like to catch. Whether you catch none, okay, what do I mean by that? Obviously, I'm talking about business here, friends. I'm not talking about surfing. Okay, I hope you didn't go off on La La Land, but listen to me. Depending on, I'm talking about wave being a surge in the marketplace, a wave in the marketplace of growth, okay? Depending on your skill set determines which wave you like to catch. You see, if you have no skill and you're afraid to talk to people, you're not even getting in the water, which means you're catching none. If you've got a little bit of skill, you like to catch small waves, meaning let's say you like to talk about your products a lot. You like to talk about your service a lot, okay? Maybe that's your comfort zone and you like those smaller waves. Then there are the medium waves that maybe, man, you busted out, you're doing some prospecting, you're talking to some people, and maybe, you know, you might be plugging into a First Steps every once in a while, you know, jumping on this call whenever you can. You know, that's a medium-sized wave that you feel comfortable catching. What does a medium-sized wave pay you? It pays you a couple $1,000s a month is about what it's going to pay you. But then there are those large swells, those large waves that have great power, that have great momentum, that have great force. Those, you better have a great deal of skill or you have a great chance of drowning. How do I know? Because if you're trying to catch a huge wave in the month of December in Hawaii, I'm sorry, you're going to be plummeted into the reef. It's that simple. Just like, and let me tell you where we're at, and I'll tell you which swell we're in right now. So you've got to learn fast, and you've got to learn now, because I'm going to tell you the season you are in right now, the waves are huge. This is like December in Hawaii for a surfer. March has always been historically a spike month for throughout the industry that you are currently in. It is a spike season. You have to know the season you are in, and you have to make sure that you're doing the right activity in that season. So right now the swells and the waves are enormous. There's great power in the marketplace. There's great momentum in the marketplace. There's a great surge. There's great force out there in the marketplace. And let me tell you what you don't want to be doing. This is not the time to be reorganizing your office or alphabetizing your list of people to call. Hire someone else to organize your office for you, or get up 2 hours earlier in the morning and get it out of the way, or go to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning. Do it. Stop watching the stupid television and get done what needs to get done. Don't use valuable, productive business building time to do that sort of thing that is an activity that does not produce results. Not the time to be vacationing. March is not the time to be vacationing. It is not the time to be hanging out with your friends. It is not the time for long phone conversations. It is not the time for your favorite TV shows. It is not the time to be building a new system for your team to keep them organized. It's time to catch the swell. It's time to catch the wave that is already out there and ride it. It's time. And how do I know this? It's time. How do we know it that have been in business long enough to know it? I will tell you. Gosh, I will tell you. I've been in business for 18 years. 18 years. How do I know after 18 years of being in business successfully? I will tell you how I know. Because March is a peculiar month. It is a peculiar month. Always has been. Of my greatest months. It's always in the top three greatest months of my years. Always. all these years, I can look to the times where I've gotten the biggest bonuses, the biggest promotions. I can look back. In fact, I can look back to my times of the greatest growth. We have 90 days left of this outside surge, this outside momentum, this outside power, this outside force. You have 90 days left of this surge where things are going to increase dramatically from what you do. They will increase dramatically right now, but that is only if you are in the water, only if you are riding it, only if you possess the skill to ride it. If you do not possess the skill to ride a big force of momentum, you better get it now because the time is passing day by day. And just like in Hawaii, just like with surfing, that just like then, they know when April comes, swells are gone. History kaputs, done. Water is calm. Pathetic. And what does that mean? I'm going to tell you something. Right now is where the greatest force is. Now, if you're going to wait till June to go to First Steps, or you're going to wait till June to learn how to become a professional in your business, guess what? You will have to paddle harder. You will have to work harder to catch a peanut-sized wave. You will do more, you will paddle more, you will work harder to ride a 2-second wave. Blech. My friends, I gotta tell you, the bigger the wave, the longer it lasts. The bigger the wave, the longer it lasts. The smaller the wave, now you're back to paddling, back out and waiting for something big enough to jump on. So oftentimes we make our life harder than it needs to be. There's an obvious place of favor right now. This is where, I'm not kidding you, you're going to have to take it from somebody who knows. The market is looking right now for you. There are more people right now answering ads than there were in December. There are more people responding to online marketing right now than there was in December. Are you catching me? See, in December, you had to plow. You had to work hard just to get a few peanuts to pop out. That's not how it is in March. That's not how it is. January and February is building for March. Hopefully you listened to me last month. Hopefully you got your ducks in line last month. Hopefully you went to work last month. Because if you did, oh my gosh. In fact, if any of you that were with me in December, I told you that now's the time to really plow. Now's the time to really plant. Now's the time to really, really get out there because there still are people looking. There's just not as many. I got started in the month of December, but I prospered March hugely. $14,000 paycheck after being homeless. End of December, 4 days, made $2,000. January made $6,500. February made $10,000. March made $14,000. In 4 days, did $74,000 worth of sales volume. Hello? Broke a record. Are you catching this? This is it. This is momentum time. There are more people right now listening to my voice than there was in December, than there was in July, than there was last June. Why? Because this is momentum time. This is force time. This is power time. This is the biggest wave to ride right now. Are you catching this? I hope you are. It's a known fact. So either you will get in and you will get the skill you need now to ride the biggest waves of the year with powerful momentum pushing you forward, not you pushing yourself. Are you hearing me? Not you pushing yourself, not you motivating yourself, but the momentum is pushing you forward. Either you're going to get in and you're going to get the skill you need and you're going to focus where you need to focus and you're going to have a big fatty paycheck for the next 90 days or you will miss it. Or you will miss it. And you will have to work 5 to 10 times harder during the slower season because you chose to build out a system or watch your favorite TV show, or you chose to fight with your spouse and focus on the drama with the kids instead of getting in, paddling out, and riding the wave of your life. I'm telling you, it's scary the first few times, but I promise you, once you get the hang of it, it is the biggest blast, the biggest rush. It is the most exhilarating time you will ever have. It gets in your blood and you can't stop it. No self-motivation issues there. And I know most of you struggle with self-motivation issues. Woo! You better do whatever it takes to learn. So what do you do now that you have decided to get in and write it? I know many of you right now, man, you are totally convicted going, shoot, it's out there. Look at your past reports. I can show you my past reports. When I was building my business, boom, March. Why? Boom, more ad people calling. Boom, more people coming in. More clients than ever, more referrals than ever. It's, you have to know the sign of the time, the season. You have to know the season and what to do in that season. Now's the time to write it and write it hard. So, number one, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm going to tell you what, if you hear me, if you have ears to hear what I have just said, that now's not the time to be doing activities that do not produce a direct result of income. You may think building out this cool website is going to do that. Beep, wrong answer. You may think coming up with this, you know, autoresponder thing is going to do it. Beep, wrong answer. You may think that checking out five or six other trainers and offering those five or six other trainers to your group is going to make March great. Beep, wrong answer. There is only one thing. There is only one task. Only one thing, only one task, only one focus. And it is the same focus, same task that I gave to six-figure income earners in the month of February that jumped on board with it, and oh my gosh, in the month of February, Kathy Humphreys out of Salt Lake City, Utah, who has more people in our Premier and Elite program than any other leader in our entire system, this woman, they all went to work. They heard the message that I was giving them in the month of February, and they had the best February they've ever had in their lives, and already the first few days of March, they are already ahead volume-wise than they were for the month of February. Ooh! Why? Because this is it. This is it. You got to get in. You better paddle your butt out. If you do not know how to surf a big one, you better have your butt in Los Angeles, California, March 17th and 18th. That First Steps to Success is going to give you a crash course on how to ride a big wave. Let me get you started on paddling, at least for right now. I'm telling you, if you wait for the slow season, guess what? This is where you get more opposition. This is where you get tired. This is where doubt comes in. This is where frustration comes in. This is where it comes close to throwing in the towel and saying, forget it already, it's not worth it. Yes, that's what happens when you do not know how to ride when you're supposed to ride, when you don't know what to do during the slow time, when you do not do what you're supposed to be doing during the busy time. Let me point it out and make it plain for you in case you didn't catch what I just said. If you do not do the key one task, the one focus to capitalize on the time, the season, the surge that we're in right now, then when the slower time comes, your paycheck will be peanuts. That when the slower time comes, your paycheck will breed doubt. Your paycheck will breed unbelief. Your paycheck will make you feel like a worm who is begging and barely getting by. But if you do what I am saying that needs to be done, what I give you tonight, if you do what I'm telling you, guess what? You have now secured a fat paycheck come June, July, and August, getting ready for the next busy season, September, October, and November. That, my friends, is momentum. If you get busy now, not only are you gaining more experience now on focusing on the one task, the one thing, the one activity that produces results immediately, if you do that now, you're gaining stronger experience in riding the big momentous wave with the force and power pushing you forward versus, here you are, June, July, August. Ah, it's not working fast enough. I don't know what's wrong. Nobody is focused. Nobody wants to build. Yep. People are doing, they're camping. Uh-huh. Either you'll be the one whining about that or you'll be fully equipped to get those people started because you're going to have a paycheck to say, you know what, this works. See, here's the proof. Are you ready to do what 98% of the population does and get unfocused and go camping? Or do you think you might want to go to work and capitalize on the next surge that's coming in September? Mm. This is so from God for you. It is. Absolutely, no question. So, what are you going to do? You better have a pen and paper handy. If you haven't been writing feverishly already, you obviously have deaf ears if you haven't been writing feverishly. Number one, you need to use all three markets with a professional approach. You need to capitalize on all three markets concerning relationship marketing. Concerning relationship marketing, and I am considered by who knows a relationship marketing expert, I guess based on results of building huge businesses with people face-to-face, all word of mouth. Every ounce of every client that we have is all word of mouth. No advertising has been done. So how do you do this? You use all three markets where people can be found. Let me show you. Number one, and this is not in any hierarchy of order, but one area of a market is cold market. That's through advertising or advertising agencies, okay? So you're going to capitalize on those that are feverishly looking for a way to increase their income right now because they got taxes, because they've got debt that they went into for the month of December. They're looking at another year closing it out being lame like the last one. So they're feverishly looking for a change. And so cold market is a way to meet people that you do not know. So through ads, through flyers, ads in your local paper, ads in maybe six different papers and small little communities around the country or in big cities around the country. Or you use advertising agencies who market online as well as through publications like magazines. Lots of different ways to bring in cold market into the realm of what it is that you're doing. The second market that is out there is lukewarm market. And by the way, for all three of these markets, you better have a professional approach. I'm not saying that you need to sound professional. I'm saying you better have a professional approach. Let me tell you what a non-professional approach – actually, I'm going to tell you about the three markets, then I'm going to demonstrate what a non-professional approach looks like. But the professional approach, I have an answer for that. You see, how do you know if you have a professional approach? Look at your results. Your results will tell you whether or not you have a professional approach. A professional approach is not just scripting. It is as well as the authority in which you carry that script, and as well as the body language and the tonality you use while reading a script. That is a professional approach. A professional approach cares about long term, not just right now, please buy this thing from me. That's pathetically amateur. And therefore, amateurs don't make money. So lukewarm market. Lukewarm market, what does that look like? These are people that you've been running into for years, maybe acquaintances. You see the same guy at the deli each week, the same people that work at the movie theater. This could be a networking group that you've signed up in. BNI is a great networking group. In fact, great. I've seen tremendous things happen through a group like that. And if you're more of a product-focused person, that's, you know, you want to get involved with some networking groups and represent your product line. I don't recommend representing a business, but I would recommend, I mean, as far as a business opportunity, but you should certainly promote a product or a service that you have if you're going to be a part of a networking group. But anyway, so that's lukewarm market. You know, some of the same people you see at your children's school. They're not friends. They don't come over for dinner. But there's some people that you might have seen before, as well as people that you may run into at the post office, at the kids' school, at the grocery store, at the shopping mall, while you're traveling in an airport on your way to Los Angeles for First Steps to Success. That is lukewarm market. The people you're sitting next to on the airplane, if you haven't booked your plane ticket already. Go get it done. You know, the people, the customer service rep at Southwest Airlines, you know, 1-800-SOUTHWEST, cheap tickets to fly to Los Angeles from anywhere in the United States. And so, you know, that rep that you're talking to on the phone that's taking your order for your flight, that is lukewarm marketing. You better have a professional approach when you're talking to these people. Professional approach equals professional income. Bottom line, amateur approach equals amateur income. Third area, third market is warm market. These are people that you know and that you know of. These are people that these are friends, family members, coworkers. This is your own personal list of resources. And if you're going to be stupid, you're going to say, oh, I'm just going to put all my eggs in the cold market basket. That's silly. You're missing a huge market of people, enormous market of people. The whole warm market thing, maybe the issue is, oh, I blew them all out of the water, or oh, I don't know what to say, or oh, I'm afraid of what they may think. That's because you do not possess a professional approach. If you possess a professional approach, you walk in the authority of a professional. And as in the authority of a professional, you'll be surprised of how high your numbers will be of people becoming a client of yours or becoming a business associate alongside with you. So warm market, I don't care if you run a hair salon, a nail salon, a mortgage company, a real estate brokerage. If you are not using all three of these markets daily, you are missing the wave and the momentum and the power and the force that will push you into growth. You're missing it. Absolutely, clearly missing it if you are not using those three markets. That's a great way to create incredible momentum. And again, professional approach. As a hairdresser can use all three of these markets. A mortgage broker can use all three of these markets. A real estate broker can use all three of these markets. And if he is not using all three of these markets, he is absolutely catching a small to a medium-sized wave. Remember I said earlier that your skill level will determine which wave you're comfortable with riding? Uh-huh. Some none, some small, some medium, some large. There are big ones out there right now, my friend. It's time to capitalize on what's going on out there. Concerning these markets, you need to create what a multimillionaire said to me years ago, a bank of names. You keep depositing and withdrawing on this bank of names. The bank of names, what do you mean? Depositing, meeting new people, adding new people from ads or lukewarm market, running into people. Referrals is also lukewarm. Okay, withdrawing, calling people off of that list daily to present, to make an initial contact, to present whatever product or service it is that you are marketing, whatever opportunity it is that you're marketing, whatever house it is that you're selling. But you're constantly depositing new names and withdrawing off of this account of bank of names. You need more names than you could ever contact, in a day, in a week, in a month. You need far many more than anything you could ever do. You need to create chaos with this bank of names, or you will be in I need you mode. I need you mode sucks for you, and it sucks for your client. Oh, did I just say that? Oh, some of you right now are writing me some hate mail. Here, let me help you. You can go to DannyJohnson.com/support, and you can submit a comment in our support site. So there you go. Yes, I said suck. Wham. Again, he who has ears, let him hear what is coming from my mouth. If you want to pick apart what I say, so sorry. Sad for you. You will not profit from this call. Anyway, so back here, you need more contacts than you could ever be in contact with. You do not want to be in I need mode. I need mode equals bad situation for you, bad situation for the prospect. Bad for you because you are not going to get that prospect to do anything with you. Bad for the prospect because the prospect will not benefit from what it is that you have to offer. That's why it's bad for both. So you cannot be in I need mode. I need mode is a poverty mindset. I need mode produces begging and convincing people to take a look at what it is that you are offering. If you are begging and convincing people, they will run from you. It is that simple. People want to follow success, not failure. So how are you going to become successful out of failure? If I did it, so can you. And I will reveal that to you at the end of the call. You need to go all out, massive action on all three of these markets. Making new contacts with people, The highest priority this month, the month of March, is making brand new contacts and putting more people, all out, massive action in front of your process. Okay? Put them in front of your information. Again, if your information is, I'm a hairdresser, if your information is, I'm a nail manicurist, if your information is, I'm a massage therapist, if your information is, I'm an engineer, if your information is, I'm an internet marketer, if your information is, mortgage banking, whatever. Whatever it is, you need to put people in front of the information more now than ever before. I said we have 90 days of this season. 90 days. It's actually less than 90 days, a little less. Number one was to use all three markets with a professional approach. With professional scripting, professional approach equals professional profits. Amateur approach equals amateur profits. I said I would show you an amateur approach. The amateur approach is this. Hi, my name is Danny, and I'm really excited about the product that I have. I think you could really, really use it. Would you be interested in taking a look at this product? Because it's really, really helping a lot of people, and I think that you would really like it. And then if you know anybody that also wants to use something like this, you know, you could sign them up, and you could help them, too, and I think you'd really like it. That is such an amateur approach. That's how come those people don't make money. Let me show you another amateur approach. Hi, this is Danny, and I've got something I'm kind of hoping you might give me your opinion on. Amateur approach, amateur profits. Professional approach, hey, you know, I couldn't help but notice that you were saying that you'd like to get out of debt and you'd like to send your kids off to that university that right now, unfortunately, your current situation is not really affording. Well, I happen to work with a company that's looking for a few people right now. I don't know if you possess the skills or the kind of qualifications or the kind of person they're looking for. However, why don't we exchange phone numbers? I can get you some information. At that point, you can decide whether or not it's a match for your situation. At least it is a way for you to be able to pay off some debt and be able to afford that university education that that you had mentioned earlier that your current situation is not providing for. So when's a good time for me to get in touch with you? That was a lukewarm market approach. That is a script in the script book on page 38 of the script book. Go now, click on products if you obeyed earlier and you went to the website. You went to the website. You're at DannyJohnson.com. On the left-hand side says tools and products. Click there. Okay, as you're clicking there, it's going to take you to a page that's going to show you some tools. The script book is, I just read a script straight from that script book, okay? Real simple approach, works for all lukewarm. Actually, you will use that approach on all three markets. You will twist it and tweak it, and all the twists and the tweaks are actually in the script book for you already. You don't even have to think about how to twist. You don't have to think about how to tweak. It's already, the words are already completely in there. So there you go. I told you I'd give you the approach. Okay. So number one was all three markets attack. Number two is put them in front of your information. What does that look like? Some of your information is a website. Others of you, your information is bringing them down to a storefront. Others of you, the information is maybe literature that you're mailing that has very good conversion ratios. Not all literature does. Most literature doesn't. Most literature is just information. If the information does not bring them to action, the information is terrible. I'm going to say that again. If the information does not bring the person to action, the information is terrible. It is horrible. It is lame. Are you catching me? If it doesn't produce a result of bringing the person to action to call you and say, I'm ready to get started, it sucks. That's speaking my language. So information in the form of a live presentation. Maybe it is in a one-on-one appointment of a presentation about what it is that you do. Maybe the presentation, and by the way, it better be a professional presentation that brings the prospect to action. That's a big deal right there. If the information in the presentation does not bring the person to action, the information is invalid. If the information in the presentation, however which way you present, through a website, through a video, through an audio, through a conference call, a pre-recorded call, through hand literature, brochures, through bringing people down to a storefront, through bringing them down to a presentation, to bringing them maybe to a one-on-one meeting, if the information that you are giving does not bring them to action, the information is invalid. You're wasting your time and theirs. Number three, This is real simple. Number one, contact people. Number two, put them in front of information. If you don't possess professional presentation skills, I can help you with that. Yeah, we can help you with that. Simple. Go right now, product section. Actually, click right now, event. Got that? Okay, click on First Steps to Success Los Angeles. It doesn't mean you're going if you click on that. It doesn't mean anything. I didn't say click add to cart. I just said click on it. Scroll down. You'll see two videos. Watch them. Watch them. Those videos actually show you what a professional approach does that brings people to action. You'll see it. You'll watch it right before your eyes. Go experience it yourself. Then what you do is you click on register now. Fill out the form, add to cart. How long do you want to not possess a professional presentation? No matter what it is that you're presenting, I've helped hairdressers. I've helped musicians. I've helped mortgage people, realtors, judges, attorneys, doctors, as well as home-based business owners, moms dealing with their kids, presenting things in a way that makes their kids want to do it. If your presentation does not produce action, the information is invalid. Okay? So there you go. How long do you want to do a presentation that does not close 90% of the room? How long? Okay? If you want to get yourself started feeding on something now, have something overnighted to you in the product and tools section. Presentation success system. It's 2 hours of audios. It's going to make you a fortune. It's only $29.97. Pathetic. Go there now. Click add to cart. Real simple. Okay, number three thing that you will be doing to absolutely capitalize on the momentum is you do a follow, you close. You bring that prospect that is sitting in front of your information to a decision. You see, they are at a crossroads. Your job is to ask three simple questions if you are in a group environment. Six simple questions if you are in a one-on-one to two-on-one environment. If it's an intimate environment, you have six simple questions to ask that lead the prospect to make a decision that's best for themselves. You let the prospect convince themselves. If you convince the prospect, you're going to have to convince them to show up the next day. If you convince the prospect, you're going to have to convince them to not want his money back. If you convince the prospect, you're going to have to convince them to order again next month. That's pathetic and ridiculous. That's a waste of time and effort. It's frustrating and no profits. However, or it's short-term profits. However, if you possess a professional approach in leading your prospect to close themselves as we have available, in the script book, how pathetic is that? The closing script is in there. The six questions are in there. Page 22. Okay? Page 23. Two questions if you're in a group with three or more. Okay? Three or more, two questions. One or two people on with you. Six simple questions that leads the prospect to a decision what is best for them. 90% of the time when I read that script, what I am offering them is what is best for them, and they are convinced of it, not by me, but by the power of their own agreement, of their own decision, and their own path that the script leads them down. What about some of you that don't possess that path? What about those that are going to say, you know, I need to talk to my spouse. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. It's okay. Because, you know, if you're there in that product section, script book supplemental, guess what? The answers, word for word, are in there for you. The answers are word for word, verbatim, right in there for you. Page 60 for the spousal. Page 63 for I don't like sales. Page 65 for I don't have the time. Page 67 for the I don't have the money. Are you with me? It's all in there, word for word. All you have to do is read it. It's really, really simple. Okay? Number four, and nearing final point, nearing. You have to make sure that you start whoever it is, that whoever purchased whatever you were marketing, that you start them properly at what it is you marketed to them, that you start them properly. Now, if you're in a home-based business, this will absolutely apply to you. And for those of you that are not, actually, some of this information will apply to you as well. Number one, well, how do you start them properly? Number one, you do what many of my clients are doing. You send them to DannyJohnson.com for the quick start training. They become a free member. You let that site that is available 24/7 that we've invested six figures into developing for you to use for free to help you build your business. Tells them exactly step by step what they need to do and how they need to do it, which gives them step number two. As I'm sharing with you, I share it on the calls for them, from my mouth to their ears, building you up as credibility to focus and to do what you tell them to do. Number two, you need to have them write out a list of goals. What is the path that we are on? Why are we here? Why are we doing this? If we aim at nothing, we're surely going to hit it. So you have them aim at something by making a list of goals, getting them to think about where they're going with this new venture that they have just embarked on. Number three, they make a list of resources. I talked to you about that earlier. That was my point number one, which is three types of markets. Number four, you show them how to make money. You show them how to succeed. I'm not talking about long term. I'm talking about in the next 2 days. You show them how to make money. That doesn't mean you become a talking head. When they go to the quick start training, that is free for them and free for you. When they go there, they're going to learn what they're supposed to do, which is make a list of goals, make a list of resources, connect with you so that you can begin their on-the-job training where you're actually showing them. Call these people and tell them that you want to practice on them. They invite them down to a presentation, either live in their home, live in some hotel, that's already set up, not one that the prospect goes out and sets up a hotel. That's crazy. Live on a speakerphone in their home, on a conference bridge, sending people to a website. They just instantly start directing people to the same information they saw earlier that day or the day before. That's how they will make money, is by putting prospects in front of the information. Remember point one and point two? Point one, prospect. Point two, put them in front of the information. Point three is use the closing script to help them to make a decision that's best for them. So that's what you do, is you show them how to make money. By how? By them watching you do it. Then you set an appointment for them to put prospects in front of the information, and you're going to help present the information, and you're going to read the same script that I just told you about, the six questions. You know what I'm saying? Here's my fifth and final point. For a major fast track for you and for your brand new people, for a major fast track for you to stay on track, for a major fast track for them to start on the right track of making money weekly, daily, monthly, a major shortcut, for less mistakes and more profits, for making more money with less time and effort. For we have heard the quickest way to get from point A to point B is a straight line. The straight line for you and your existing group, the straight line for you and your brand new people that you will be bringing in starting tonight and tomorrow is First Steps to Success in Los Angeles, California, March 17th and 18th. It's a two-day intensive training program that people like, okay? I said to you earlier, what was my shortcut? This was it. People like Anita from Dallas, Texas, has told the 114,000 people that are in her personal business that they must go, and they must go now, not sometime this year. No, that's not the message Anita is giving. Hey, sometime this year you need to go. No. The message is you need to go to Los Angeles and go get registered now. She has 114,000 people in her organization. She's not telling them, hey, whenever it's convenient for you or when it comes to your city. No. She is telling them, go now. Get registered now. Bring people with you to First Steps to Success. That is what she's telling people. Or like a president and founder of two multi-million dollar corporations, Nigel. Also out of Texas, okay? Two successful companies, multimillionaire, president and founder, who came out of Dallas, Texas, 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, who has turned all of his training and development and leadership development over to First Steps to Success and DannyJohnson.com, has made countless formal announcements before live audiences, as well as through email, as well as through conference calls, telling his people, get to Los Angeles and bring people with you. These people are your competitors. They are. They're your competitors. Why have they aggressively come out? Well, both these people are seasoned. They both are seasoned. They know that right now the swells are big. In the next 90 days, they will be big. They know that for their people to grow and for their people's paychecks to grow, which is where 100% of your focus should be, that in order for your people's incomes to grow, in order for the success of your people to happen, that they must go to First Steps to Success. Now, isn't that trippy? Neither one of them became successful through First Steps. Neither one of them did. They had to do it on their own. One of them took years and years and years, actually both of them, years and years and years and years and years and years. In fact, 18 years with Nigel. I believe 13 years with Anita. Years. They came to Dallas. These people don't know each other, by the way. They came to Dallas and went, oh, my gosh. We have been missing this. This is the missing link. This is what we've been waiting, asking, praying for. Came home and said, you got to go. Get registered now. Don't mess with me on this. You must be there. These people obviously have stumbled upon something that you don't know. Something must have happened to them while they were in Dallas, Texas. And do you know that I did not meet either one of these people? I did not meet either one of these people. I, to this day, do not have a clue of what they look like. Not a clue. They must have stumbled on something that you are prejudging. They must, come on, these are two people with multi-million dollar businesses. They must have stumbled on something that you have prejudged, that maybe you are thinking you'll wait on. Why in the world would these two successful people have so much urgency? They must have discovered an easier, more profitable way for their associates to succeed faster. At this point, my friends, there are three types of people. First type person, the one that says thanks, but no thanks. Hey, you know what? God bless you. We are praying for you and your family. If you have a problem with that, just see it as somebody is speaking a blessing over you and your family. We thank you so much for being on this call and putting up with me tonight. I apologize in any way, shape, or form if I have offended you, hurt your feelings, made you mad. The thing I will say to you, my friends, is if you have ears to hear, you'll hear the real message that's coming through. And that message is that the time is now. And if you're not ready for now, that ball is completely in your court. I do encourage you, however, go over to DannyJohnson.com. There's lots of free information that is available on that site. If you choose not to venture out and become an entrepreneur, there's so much information on that site and so much at First Steps that's going to teach you how to explode in the whatever career it is that you are in, just as we have collected 10,000 testimonials over the last 3.5 years of other people that have. That's not to mention the thousands of people who haven't written us to tell us what their testimonials are. And so if you're that person, thanks, but no thanks, we understand. Thank you so much for being here. Second type person, you know, I'm going to think I'm going to reevaluate to consider. Oh, my gosh, you know, yes, I totally see it. I understand that right now there is a lot of momentum. There are a lot of people that are looking right now. There are a lot of things that are happening and things that are growing all over the place, and I want to be able to participate with that, but I'm really not sure, and I'm really not, I just don't really know. You know, I don't know if I can afford it. I don't know if I'm going to be good at it. I don't know if it's really going to work for me. I just don't know. I don't know. I've never really succeeded in anything, but I understand. I totally understand. If you need to think, to contemplate, to reevaluate, go here. Go into DannyJohnson.com. Okay? In fact, go to DannyJohnson.com/video. Okay? Watch the video. The best thing I can tell you is this. If you're not sure, no worries. Check out the video and understand this. First Steps is 100% money-back guarantee. If you are not satisfied, you get your money back. So you have nothing to lose but time. And to me, the best way to think about whether or not you want to embark on this momentous time right now is to really see the good, bad, and the ugly, to see what the obstacles are going to be before you have to encounter them, and then how to handle those obstacles. Doesn't that seem to make sense? Doesn't that seem wise? So oftentimes in the past, we've jumped into things without even looking at really what it's all about. In fact, most of us jumped into marriage that way. We jumped into having kids that way. Could you imagine have gotten a preview of what it was actually going to be like so that you were more prepared? Well, you know what? That may not be the case with marriage or having kids, but it certainly is the case with going into business for yourself. First steps, you're going to see the good, bad, and the ugly. You're going to see what works. You're going to see how to fail. You're going to see how to succeed. You're going to get strategic things to do. And so if you walk away from that, one of two things are going to happen for you. One, you're going to say, you know what? I'm so glad I came because this is so not for me. There's no way I could handle that. And that's great, man. At least you know you do your due diligence and there will never be this haunting voice behind you saying, you should have done this, you should have done that. At least you know that you made a good, solid decision, not based on hype, not based on emotion, not based on I wonder, but seeing the facts totally laid out for you. And or you'll sit through that and you'll say, you know what? I'm so glad because I am so equipped and I know exactly what I'm headed for. I know what's around the corner and how to handle it. I see the road signs ahead and I know which way to turn. I know how to get to where I need to go. Either way, it's a win-win situation. No matter what, you're going to learn how to pay off debt. As a direct result of coming to First Steps, on Sunday, you're going to be totally equipped on how to pay down debt in a dramatic way. In fact, people in our office that actually helped to serve on the team at First Steps to Success listened to that word for 12 months and have paid off $18,000 worth of debt. Or ESOs paid off $24,000 worth of debt in 12 months just from learning the things that they have just picking up on the things that they've learned at First Steps and applying it just with their income from their careers have been able to pay off an outrageous amount of debt. That's incredible. In 1 year, that's what the two different people have paid off in debt. You're going to learn how to do that at First Steps. Third type person is the one I'm looking for. It's the one that invited you on the call that is looking for as well. If that is you, congratulations. Welcome aboard. You are that person that says, I hear you. I'm going to take it that I have 18 years of business experience, that this is high season, and I am tired of missing the wave of opportunity that will push me out into the marketplace with success. I'm tired of working harder than I need to work. I'm tired of working inefficiently. I'm tired of focusing on things that are not helping me, and I am ready to step up and take the next step that I need to that will put me on a different path and get me riding this momentum wave with power and force behind me, pushing me forward instead of me begging myself to get out there. Congratulations. Welcome aboard. We are so excited to have you on board. Welcome aboard a cloud of witnesses of entrepreneurs worldwide who are using systems, implementing systems, running a track, and seeing results as a direct result of it. So you're going to make the decision as to how fast and how far you want to go. And so if it is far and fast, then get registered immediately for First Steps. And this is how I'll know whether or not you are. Who I see that get registered right now, you are the fast, you are the far. Those of you that are going to wait, you just slowed up your chances. Those of you that are going to procrastinate, you just about diminished your chances of any kind of success at all. I'm going to say that again. I will know exactly as I go jump on my computer and I see who is responding to what I'm saying right now. If you go and you get yourself registered immediately, you are a true number three person that says, I'm ready to step up, I'm ready to go for it, and I'm tired of where I've been. Get registered now. If you are not a true and you're a poser, you know, the poser, the imitator, instead of the participator, the imitator is going to say it but not follow through with it. But Danny, I got things I got to work out. I totally understand. Listen, when we make a decision to do something, everything seems to fall into place. Deal with the travel later. Deal with the accommodations later, like today, tonight, tomorrow, whenever. But don't try to work it all out before you make the commitment. Make the commitment. Make everything fall into place. You know that's how life works. Do not live your life by default. Starting tonight, live it by design. Step up and live life tonight by getting yourself registered for First Steps to Success for Los Angeles. Go do it right now. So other than that, my friends, God bless you. Hans, this call is yours.
Okay, awesome. Wow, what an amazing call. I'm totally psyched on everything that you talked about tonight, and I know that everybody listening is heading over to the website right now at DannyJohnson.com, DannyJohnson.com. We want to get your feedback, your comments, and your testimonials about the call tonight, if you liked it, if you didn't like it, if you have any comments at all about the call that you just heard, head over to TellDanny.com, TellDanny.com. and submit your comments. We'll actually be viewing those here tonight and tomorrow and approving them on our website. This call was recorded, and it will be posted on our site later tonight, which means that those of you that are free members at DannyJohnson.com Work at Home Profit Zone, you will actually have 7 full days to listen to this call again, as well as refer it to other people who can register for free and listen to this call. If you want access to the call longer than that, as well as full access to the rest of our site, you can find out about becoming a pro member. But right now, go to telldanny.com, TellDanny.com, and give us your feedback, your comments, and your testimonials, and get yourself registered for the seminar that Danny was talking about in Los Angeles at DannyJohnson.com, and click on the upcoming events link. It'll give you some information on the event and get you registered. I know for myself, looking back over the years, if I didn't take that first step and that first really scary decision, actually, to go to that very first seminar, man, it's freaky to imagine where my life would be today, because that first seminar impacted me so dramatically. It changed my life so much. And the one thing I appreciate about Danny is she doesn't give you the fluff. She gives you the nitty-gritty details of what it takes to truly succeed in every single area of your life. And that's why we like Danny, and that's why people are benefiting from these events. So other than that, we'll see you guys tonight. Have an amazing night. TellDanny.com and to give us your comments and your feedback, and DannyJohnson.com. Register for the event. Good night, and God bless.